الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. أو بلف النبي بلف الله the pride of mankind the intercessor of sinners Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that the person who sends durood and salawat upon me once, Allah Azza wa Jal sends 10 blessings on that person. And Allah Azza wa Jal, not only does He send 10 blessings on that person, but Allah Azza wa Jal forgives 10 minor sins of that person. And Allah Azza wa Jal elevates that person by 10 stages in Jannah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All praises are indeed due to Allah Azza wa Jal, the Cherisher, the Sustainer, the Maintainer, the Provider of the whole universe. May peace, blessings and salawat and salutations be upon our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Nabi of Allah Azza wa Jal that was sent to us, that was sent to this whole globe, that was sent to this whole universe as rahmatan lil alameen. May Allah Azza wa Jal make us His true followers. Ameen, thumma ameen. To my most honorable Madani channel viewers, Alhamdulillah, thumma Alhamdulillah, once again, we are granted this chance of being together. We are granted this chance of meeting today in order to keep on or continue to learn about the excellences of our deen, about to learn about the virtues of the whole Quran in order to improve our lives, in order to improve the life of those that are within us, in order to improve the life of all the Ashiqani Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam by the means of educating ourselves with the Quran, by the means of educating ourselves with the Sunnah of our Aqa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dear respected Madani channel viewers, insha'Allah thumma insha'Allah, in this episode we would continue from the last episode where we were discussing the reward or the sawab of reciting this beautiful book, the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, which is the Holy Quran. So insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, today we would do the continuation of that particular episode where we were discussing the sawab and the ajr and the reward of reciting the Holy Quran. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you study the lives of the Sahaba Ikram, if you study the lives of the Tabi'een, Tabi'a Tabi'een and so forth, you would then be able to understand, you would then be able to see how the Sahaba Ikram valued the Quran in every aspect of their lives, how the Tabi'in valued the whole Quran in every angle of their lives. So much so that the Sahaba Ikram did not regard the whole Quran only as the book of recitation, where they would come and they recite the Quran, but they regarded the whole Quran as the book that governed their whole entire lives. Whenever things would not go right, sometimes in the house, in their homes, you know, family issues, they used to refer to the Quran, to the book of Allah Azza wa Jal. Whenever, you know, things would go, you know, sour outside their home environment, they would refer that, you know, they would refer all their issues to the whole Quran. So much so that they would also take the whole Quran as the book of shifa, as the book of medication, and they believed with strong belief in the whole Quran. So you can just imagine what effects does the whole Quran have. What should be the reward of that person who recites this beautiful kalam, the kalam of Allah Azza wa Jal, which also serves as part and parcel of the ibadah and the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal. Alas, like we always mention, only if we could strengthen our relationship with the Quran, inshallah Azza wa Jal, this whole dunya would be running after us, other than us having to chase this particular dunya. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu states that our Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that for every letter of the whole Quran you recite, for every single letter of the whole Quran you recite, there is 10 rewards for you. And our Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that I do not say that Alif Lam Mim is one letter, but Alif is a letter, Lam is a letter, and Mim is a letter. So my dear respected Madani channel viewers, if for the recitation of one single letter of the Holy Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal showers us with 10 sawab, then imagine how many letters, count how many letters are in Surah Fatiha that we recite in every salah that we perform. Imagine how much would be the reward of a person who recites Surah Baqarah, the reward of a person who recites Surah Ali Imran, a person who dedicates the whole Quran in his heart and into memory. What would be the maqam and status of that person in the sight of Allah, in the sight of our Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What would be also the status of that person who at least memorizes the whole Juz-e Amma, my dear respected Marani channel viewers? If for every single letter of the Quran that he recites, he receives 10 rewards, Allahu Akbar. Isn't this should encourage us more? If we really want to gain the proximity and the nearness of Allah Azza wa Jal, to read more Quran in our daily lives, to better our lives, to get success and to become successful in this world, and to be successful in the Akhirat by the means of holding firm onto the teachings of the Quran, by the means of reciting timelessly the whole Quran for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, and for that we would achieve success in this world as well as in the hereafter. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear respected Madani channel viewers, you know, this is the reality and we cannot run away from this reality but to face it. But today, within our own homes, today in our own house or houses, we have many, many engagements. We have many, many responsibilities. After work, we come back home. We would prepare for supper. And after supper, very, very few of us, or even before supper, or at any given time when we are at home, very, very few of us would think of the Quran. Very, very few of us would think of taking the whole Quran from that shelf and recite the Quran in order to invite the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal in His house. Very, very few of us actually. Remember, let alone reciting the Quran, very, very few of us remember that we have the Quran in our own homes. Remember that we have the Quran in our own shelves, in our own houses. And the majority of us, we do not even remember, let alone reciting the whole Quran. We forget totally that in our own homes there is the whole Quran. We forget totally that in our own homes, in our own shelves, we have packed the whole Quran there. You know, very, very sad to say that the Quran today has become something that we use in order to decorate our homes and houses. The Quran has become a deco. The Quran has now been treated like the flowers that we normally decorate our houses with. But in real essence, the whole Quran should be in our homes for us to recite the whole Quran. The whole Quran should be in our homes in order to benefit from the whole Quran. The whole Quran should be in our homes in order that when we have differences in our relationships, when we have differences in different aspects in our lives, we would refer to the whole Quran. As it comes in a hadith mubarakah of our Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whereby he says that that house in which the whole Quran is recited, that house in which the whole Quran is recited continuously. In other words, the whole Quran is recited in abundance in that particular house. The angels of Allah Azza wa Jal begin to descend towards that particular house. The angels of Allah Azza wa Jal begin to descend towards that particular house, my dear respected Madani channel viewers. Imagine the angels of Allah Azza wa Jal surrounding your house. And what would be the reason why the angels are descending and surrounding your house? The reason would be the Quran. The reason would be the recitation of the kalam of Allah Azza wa Jal, the recitation of this beautiful book, the book of Allah Azza wa Jal. And the more the Quran is recited in your house, the far shaitan is chased from your home. And this is also the sayings of our Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this very, very same hadith mubarakah. That not only would the angels of Allah Azza wa Jal descend in your house or towards your house, but the shayateen and the shaitan will be kicked away, will be kicked out of your house. And I believe we as the Ashiqani Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we would definitely love the angels to descend in our homes, because the descension of the angels of Allah Azza wa Jal means that there is barakah and they are bringing more barakah in our homes. And this is why, you know, you would find that in our homes, inshallah, there would be so much of calmness, there would be so much of peace, there would be so much of sakina, there would be so much of sukoon in our own homes. Why? It's because there is the recitation of the whole Quran. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the ability to recite the whole Quran as much as we can. in this world, more especially, in order to score, in order to invest in our akhirat, because we indeed have no guarantee, my dear respected Madani channel viewers, that what would be the end result of our lives when we leave this particular dunya. But inshallah, if we hold firm on the teachings of the Holy Quran, the Holy Quran would become the source of us gaining the success and prosperity even at that time when our soul is about to come from our body. And inshallah, even at that point in time, be attached to the Holy Quran. We'll never ever let anything or let any trick of shaitan comes and play with us. Our Holy Quran, the Quran that we recite, inshallah, would come and serve as a shield between us and shaitan. It is also very, very important that when we have now attained the ilm of the Quran, when we now know how to recite the Holy Quran, we should recite the Holy Quran in order to gain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, in order to gain the blessings from Allah Azza wa Jal, in order to please Allah Azza wa Jal alone. In other words, we should have ikhlas, we should have sincerity when we are reciting the Holy Quran. If we are going to build our mind such that inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, we would sacrifice ourselves in learning as many surahs, in learning many parahs as possible, then my dear respected Islamic Madani channel viewers, then on the day of Qiyamah, we may be from amongst those whom Allah Azza wa Jal would tell us that, oh my servant, recite, read the Holy Quran as you used to recite the Quran when you were in the dunya. And for every ayah you recite, your maqam and status in Jannah would be elevated, and your final maqam would definitely be on the last ayah that you would recite. So this serves, my dear respected Madani channel, this serves the Holy Quran, serves as the elevation of our maqam and status in Jannah. But if there is no sincerity in our recitation, if we want to do show off, if we want to recite the Quran so that people can call us, you know, the Qaris and the Qurras of the time, if we want to recite the Holy Quran so that people can label us as people who have beautiful voice, how ashamed we would be in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal when we come thinking to ourselves that we have recited so much of Quran, thinking to ourselves that we have blessed so many gatherings with the recitation of the Holy Quran. But alas, there was no sincerity in our recitation. And therefore, when we come on the day of Qiyamah in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah Azza wa Jal says He has no reward for us whatsoever. So, Madani channel viewers, whenever we recite the Quran, whenever we learn the Quran, let it be only for the pleasure of Allah. Let it not be for the pleasure of any individual, because Allah Azza wa Jal is looking. He knows the condition and the situation of your heart, and He knows whether you are doing it, whether you are reciting it for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, or whether you are, or if you are reciting it for people to give you beautiful names and to label you as one of those who could recite the Holy Quran beautifully. Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. Let's make dua. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the sincerity in every amal and every action that we do for His pleasure, for Him to grant us reward in this particular world, so that inshaAllah this reward can serve as the shield for us in the qabr, and they can serve as the source and the means for us, or for our entry into Jannah. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we have now come to the conclusion of this episode of our silsila, the excellences of the Quran. And this episode, like we have mentioned in the beginning, the rewards of reciting the Holy Quran. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us and inculcate into our hearts the love of reciting the Holy Quran. At every given time, we should force ourselves to go towards the Holy Quran, and inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, we would better our lives, and we would better the lives of those that are around us, And insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, we will gain success in this dunya as well as in the akhirat. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.